With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. A public hearing for controversial Ordinance No. 25 is being held tonight at Aspen City Council's meeting. The ordinance would regulate the possession of deadly weapons in city-owned buildings. The ordinance would not extend to people carrying a concealed firearm or who possess concealed carry permits, but deadly weapons also include knives and any device that is intended to be used for death or serious bodily injury. Councilman Skippy Mesereau says the council wants to adopt the ordinance because of public safety, but they have faced opposition at previous meetings.
Obviously, this is an issue that people have a lot of passion about on both sides.
Though Colorado is an open carry state, state law allows municipalities to regulate possession in city-owned buildings. The Aspen City Council meeting starts at 5 p.m. tonight. The public hearing for Ordinance No. 25 is near the end of the agenda. The city of Glenwood Springs is auctioning off a herd of buffalo sculptures, that is. Kristen Kay has the details.
Glenwood Springs artists Christoph and Nomi Kosmoski made the 9 pieces from recycled wooden pallets. The buffalo's original home was in the 6th Street roundabout, but that was never meant to be permanent. Now that the Grand Avenue Bridge project has been completed, landscaping will be installed there, and the buffalo are being, well, put out to pasture. They're being sold individually, bidding starts at $500, and the online auction closes at the end of the month. Proceeds go toward funding public art in Glenwood Springs. Kristen Kay, Atlas Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
A congressional watchdog agency says federal employees overseeing U.S. public lands were assaulted or threatened at least 360 times over a 5-year period. The Government Accountability Office reports highlights simmering tensions between anti-government groups and law enforcement. The incidents ranged from threatening phone calls and gunshots fired over the heads of employees to the stabbing of a Bureau of Land Management worker outside a federal building. Some of the assaults triggered FBI domestic terrorism investigations, although the precise number was not disclosed because it was considered sensitive information. The findings will be addressed by lawmakers during a hearing today before the House Subcommittee on National Parks, Forests, and Public Lands. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.